A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style. Mm-hmm. And figuring out what my personal style is. Mm-hmm. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35. Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dory Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Welcome to another mini episode.
Here we are.
We take your questions, your comments, your voicemails, your emails, your telepathic messages.
We answer them to the best of our abilities.
Yes. And remember, sometimes we're experts and sometimes we're not.
That's true.
Dory, I wanted to mention before we get started that we received many recommendations for KP after our last mini episode, which stands for, again, keratosis
pilaris.
Pilaris.
Yes.
And they wrote in to recommend Amlactin. Capital A-M, capital L-A-C-T-I-N, an over-the-counter, formerly prescription cream.
I have heard great things about Amlactin. The only thing I have to check now is if it is pregnancy safe.
I did not Google that before I got here.
I don't remember off the top of my head if lactic acid is okay for pregnancy. So I will have to check that.
Interesting. I had a few people write in that was like, I'd have the solution. Very confident in the power of Amlactin.
You know, I will say that my bumps got better after I moved to LA.
Oh, so that's the trick.
And I don't know what it is exactly. I don't know if it's sun,
a dry heat.
I don't know if it's dry or heat. I don't know if it's not being, you know, when you live in New York and you can't control the heat in your apartment and it's so hot.
I do know that.
I think that is really bad for skin. So like that probably wasn't good. So I don't know. I still have them, but they are a lot better than they used to be.
Good.
And I'm not doing anything. I think it's just the climate here.
Well, so far we've heard coconut oil, collagen, and amlactin.
I'm going to look up amlactin, and then if it is pregnancy safe, I'm going to buy it.
Well, thank you, callers.
Yeah, thank you.
And listeners and writers for that hot tip. So many people hot tipping KP. I had no idea. I've never had it.
I think it's pretty common.
It sounds like it is.
Yeah.
We also received a voicemail from a listener that I thought we could play.
Let's do it.
Kind of about some stuff that we discussed in a recent episode.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Jess calling from Minneapolis. And I'm so nervous for leaving you a voicemail. I'm listening currently to last week's full episode. And you guys are talking about morning sickness and early pregnancy woes. And I just want to say thank you so much for speaking so frankly about how miserable it can be, because I do totally feel like there is so much pressure to not complain because you're supposed to be grateful. And I think that it's totally possible to feel equally grateful and miserable at the same time. My son is now a little over a year and a half, and we're kind of starting to talk about growing our family again. And I feel like pre-miserable, like just kind of dreading the awfulness of the first trimester. And so I just wanted to say thank you so much for talking openly about it and sharing about your experience and, you know, normalizing, the, it's not all great, experience. And, I love the podcast so much. I listen every week. And I can't wait to hear what else you guys have to share. So thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.
Oh,
thanks for calling, Jess.
Yeah, thank you. I really, really appreciate that. And I mean, as I've mentioned before, that feeling like it's hard to acknowledge, yes, I'm grateful, but I'm also miserable.
Yeah.
That's just something that I've been struggling with. So thank you for acknowledging that.
And I appreciate that you felt nervous to call, but never feel nervous.
Yeah.
We are here gently receiving all your voicemails and emails, and we are so grateful for them. I also want to mention that as a child, I remember an Oprah Winfrey episode where she had moms on, and it was like they were talking about the fact that being a mom is really hard and not fun, and they aren't always loving it all the time.
Mm.
And it was revolutionary for moms to come on TV and be like, sometimes I hate being a mom.
Yeah.
And that had such an impact on me. And I do think it is possible to have gratitude, but also we should be allowed to express our frustrations, challenges.
Yeah.
These things can coexist.
Indeed.
Amen. On that note, I have a question for a story.
Great.
My question, this is from a listener, is do you guys use any aromatherapy products or essential oils? If so, do you have any favorite products that you can recommend? I just started getting into it, and I find that it really helps with my anxiety and my panic attacks. I use a $10 diffuser that I got from Amazon and a set of oils that I got from TJ Maxx for such a great price. They work so great, and I like diffusing them while I'm in bed before I go to sleep or when I just need a mood booster during the day. I don't think you guys have covered this topic yet, and I really want to hear your input on essential oils aromatherapy. Dory, as we discussed off the air, you're not an aromatherapy person.
I am not. I own a diffuser. Last year, my other podcast did like a Secret Santa kind of thing.
Cool.
And my Secret Santa.
Or Secret, is there a non-denominational Secret Santa?
Secret gift giving person. I'm Jewish and I'm like, whatever, it's fine.
Sure.
My person sent me a diffuser.
Cool.
And some oils. And I did use it for a while. Due to the annoying setup of my bedroom, the like only accessible electrical outlet is like across the room. And I felt like I wasn't fully getting the effect of the diffuser. And instead of actually going to the trouble of like figuring it out and fixing it, I just stopped using it.
That's fair. It is. It does require like a few steps, mm-hmm. you know, like putting the humidifier on and you're like, oh, I know it'll make me feel better, but I just don't want to do it.
But you are pretty, you like essential oils.
I will tell you that I do use essential oils, and I actually had reached out to friends who use them to get some input on brands. Mm-hmm. And I was recommended a few kind of fancier places. Aromatic.com, I think, is one that a doula I know recommended. Flora Copea is another one. These have like very more high-end aromatherapy oils. Okay. I buy mine at, I have bought some at TJ Maxx or at Marshall's, and I buy some at Whole Foods.
Okay.
Now, I know that people in the aromatherapy world might not think that's the best place to get them and that maybe you should invest more. For me, that is what works. And I wanted to shout out one that I've been blasting every day. It makes my house smell amazing. And excuse me. And my best friend was visiting and she commented on the smell. So I wanted to give you a hot tip. It is by Everyone. They are a brand that you can get. I get them at Whole Foods. I think it costs about anywhere from $10 to $12. It's the aromatherapy blend, pure essential oil in the flavor balance.
Mm.
And they describe it as grounding and rejuvenating, and it has geranium, orange, peppermint, and lavender. And I blast that at all hours of the day to give my house just kind of a nice soothing scent. I think I'm very drawn to the smell of geranium.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes. And I love this smell. I get it at Whole Foods, and it's just, it's pretty easy. I think the price point's right on. I also want to plug my diffuser.
Please.
I mean, I'm not, you know, connected with this company in any way. I found my diffuser on wirecutter.com.
Mm.
That site that we love so much. And I have two diffusers. I have one in my like dining room, family room, kitchen area, and then one next to my, on my bedside table. And it is the Your Power, you are aroma essential oil diffuser. I get the 300 ml size and it's $22 and it's excellent. So I know there are some fancier ones. There are some ones that look really beautiful. This one is plastic. It's pretty standard. It's white. But it does the job. It also can light up in a variety of funky colors.
What?
If you're into a funky color, this thing has got it. But I will also do a lavender essential oil at bedtime in the diffuser.
That's very calming.
It's very calming. And as previously discussed on the podcast, I'm not a calm person. I'm anxious and just churning with fears and all sorts of things at all hours of the day. So I need everything, like all hands on deck when it's bedtime for me.
Yeah.
But my brother gave me a lavender oil roller, and then friend of the pod, Nora McInerney, gave me a lavender like essential oil balm that I actually have in my purse right now that I just inhale when I'm having some anxiety. Both those things, lavender is very soothing. So look, I'm not an aromatherapy expert, but I am just a casual fan.
Yeah. And those are some great recs.
Yeah. And I would encourage listeners to weigh in or post the question to the Facebook group. I bet people have some good recommendations there.
Yeah.
But I really love this everyone balance, or it's like the best smelling thing, and the smell is so delicious in my house. Come over when you're feeling up to it, Dory.
Yeah.
And smells aren't bugging you anymore, and I'll mm-hmm. blast it in your face.
Oh, that sounds great.
Does that sound like fun?
I can't wait.
Dory, should we take a quick break?
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is. But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So, Kate.
Yes.
We heard from some other peeps this week.
Oh, we did.
Shall I read this email about nail polish?
Let's dig in.
All right. Hello, ladies. Can we just have a quick chat about nail polish? Why, yes.
I mean, you know it.
We can. Part of my self-care is taking care of my nails. I love having freshly manicured nails since mine are a good length. Something about it makes me feel like a put-together adult, and it's also feminine and girly. I recently questioned myself about the choice of colors I paint my nails, so I asked my husband what he thought. Wrong thing to do, at least with girly things, lol. He said, whatever makes me feel good, of course. I like bright colors. I have a pink that is called Barbie, and you can only imagine how hot pink that could be. I love it. I love reds, pinks, and the traditional French style. Am I too old at 31 to be wearing flashy colors? My short answer is no. You are not.
My long answer is fuck no. You are definitely not. You are not too old at 101 to be wearing flashy colors. And this doesn't just go to your nails. This goes to your clothes, to your hair,
totally,
to your jewelry.
Yeah.
To your car, your home. Flash it up.
Express yourself.
I mean, it's great to consult with a friend or a partner, but who gives a shit what they think?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I, like, lately I've been wearing kind of a pale pink, but that's mostly because the darker colors tend to chip on me and I don't like to get gels. So I just haven't been getting, you know, more saturated colors lately, but I love saturated colors. Like, and I always get them on my toes. And if I'm, you know, if I'm feeling up for it, I will get a bright color. But I just know that it's going to chip like really quickly, but that's just me. Yeah. What about you, Kate?
I don't, as we've discussed, I am learning to love my nails.
Yes.
I'm picking off a dark red that I wore a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I'm just enjoying the picking sensation of that. I love experimenting with different colors on my nails,
yeah.
But I more just feel that it's really important, especially for us as women, to never limit ourselves because of our age.
Yeah.
We're never too old to embrace different things, whether it's your clothes, your style, to try something new. I find that so limiting, and it's not something you should worry about. Also, 31.
I know.
You are a young pup. You don't need to be having clear nails.
No.
Get it. Put jewels on those nails.
Yeah.
Go for those cool
yeah,
nail
get some
art.
Nail art.
I just think, like, expressing yourself is so satisfying, and we've often been taught not to do it, or that there's a time, or that something's appropriate for when you're younger, when you're older. And, like, listen, if you're 18 and you want to wear sensible Eileen Fisher flowy pants, you do that.
Totally.
Who gives a shit?
Do what makes you happy.
And as I'm shouting this, I want to remind everybody, this is hard for me.
Yeah.
I feel very constricted by the pressures of society to act and look a certain way. But this is stuff I'm really trying to, like, work hard to remember for myself.
Yeah.
I could almost get emotional talking about this.
I mean, it's powerful.
Whenever I see like a much older woman, like who's, let's say, like 70, 75 with like bright purple hair.
Mm.
I'm always like, yes, yes. I aspire to be you, because so much of, you know, think about how our older generations are forced to conform.
Yeah.
Anyway, get those nails painted whatever color makes you feel most yourself and enjoy every second of it.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Who else did we hear from this week?
Let me just flip the page. Here we go. I wanted to know, does it get easier not caring about what others think about you over time? As you develop, do you grow internally as you do physically? That is one thing I am having a difficult time to grasp with. I am 27 and cannot wrap around how less confident I feel now than I was when I was in school. I could not even imagine going back to school as my anxiety would get the best of me. Keep up the intriguing episodes and hopefully my question pops up.
What a good companion question to our previous question.
Yes. Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome, second question. Have you started to care less as you've grown older about what other people think of you?
I have.
I think I'm starting to. And it is really hard.
It is very hard.
And that anxiety is deep and real.
Mm-hmm. But I think I also got more self-confident as I aged, as I am aging, and felt like I was becoming more myself. And so that gave me the confidence, I think, to just feel good about myself and not care how other people perceived me as much. I still care.
Of course.
Like, let's not get crazy. But I think that it's lessened.
I care very deeply what other people think of me. That's been like a thing that I've carried with me my whole life. And I think it's just who I am. I have a hard time letting things like roll off my back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I carry people's criticism with me my whole life. And that's just me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'll ever be able to shake that. But I am learning to let go of it, you know, and not give it power.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the trap when we give other people's words and opinions.
Yeah, because then we're giving them power.
Yeah. And truly, no one has power over your life but you.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, we are really like self-help guruing it up today. Two Martha Becks and Brene Browns over here. No, but I think it can happen, but I also think it sometimes takes work. It takes therapy. Yes. It takes reevaluating how you look at yourself and speak about yourself and think about yourself. And that, I mean, that's really, really hard. But I do want to say, listener, that whatever you are feeling about yourself, you know, the negative voice demons that often we have, they are not real. And
no.
Stripping them of their power is really hard. But I think, I believe that you can do it.
Also, like, again, at 27, you have so much more to do. So like so much more to grow. I went back to school at 28. Like,
yeah,
you know, I just think you have a lot of life ahead of you, hopefully. The way you feel today is not going to be the way you always feel.
Yes. And I will say one weird frustrating thing about getting older now that I'm 39. I'm like, why didn't I feel this way when I was 20? Like, I'm so much more like beep, bop, boop. I'm secure in who I am. I don't care what anybody thinks. And it's frustrating to me that it's taken me to this point to get here.
Right. Well, it's the thing where you look back at pictures of yourself.
Yes.
And you're like, I look good.
Why was I so self-loathing about my appearance?
Exactly.
I was a babe.
Right.
Yeah. So if you can just hear that in your head and know that you are worthy now.
Yes.
Again, self-helping all day long.
Totally.
Well, on that note, listeners, we're worthy. Is that how I just ended things?
Yeah.
You're worth it.
This is,
isn't that like a terrible makeup tagline?
This episode is brought to you by Cafe Gratitude. Well, LA joke.
That's a restaurant where every meal has a kind of spiritual phrase. And when you order, you have to say, I'd like the I am fortified. And it feels kind of awkward.
And they always have like a word of the day. Mm-hmm. Anyway, where can people find us, Kate?
Dory, I'm terrible at listing all our things.
Well, no, I was just going to say, if you want to contribute to a mini episode, you can call us
781-591-0390. And you can always email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. Y'all, I know how email works.
It's fine. You can admit it.
It's taking me a while, but I'm figuring out email. And of course, any products that we mention are always on our website, which is forever35podcast.com. And you can follow us on Instagram at forever35podcast and Twitter at forever35pod.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Bye.